Democrats slam popular voter ID bill as racist and xenophobic. By Neil Munro on July 10, 2024. Voter identification rules are just like Civil War racist exclusion laws. According to Democrats who denounced and voted against the GOP's SAVE Act bill on the House floor. This is the 2024 version of the Jim Crow poll tax and we should vote against it, claimed Representative Jennifer McClellan, DBA, as she denounced the bill, which requires people to prove their citizenship before casting a vote for Democrats or Republicans. In the 1800s until the 1960s, many people were denied the vote when they did not pay the flat poll tax on individuals living in a jurisdiction. But McClellan is determined to disinter the bones of historical racism for Democratic advantage in 2024, saying, "This bill is essentially a poll tax, because I am not aware of a single proof of citizenship document that does not cost an individual money to get it. And, unless we are requiring every state to provide one for free, it's an unfunded mandate." In McClellan's state of Virginia, individuals pay a trivial sum, $4 per year, for driver's licenses, and $2 per year for simple identification cards. In contrast, political campaigns spent $14 billion to sway 154 million voters in the 2020 election, or roughly $90 per voter. President Joe Biden's staff has promised to veto the bill if it passes the House and Senate. GOP leaders are pushing the bill in the run-up to the election, after failing to attach the bill to must-pass spending measures in the spring. Voter identification bills are overwhelmingly popular among citizens. The existence of many illegal migrants in U.S. cities helps Democrats build an emergency reserve of ballots via fraudulent registrations. Those illegal ballots can later be smuggled into the ballot boxes via mail-in voting and drop-off boxes, and even by illegal migrants who personally cast votes in low-security jurisdictions, said William Gein, founder of the ALIPAC Movement for Tighter Border Security. He told Breitbart News, "What will happen is that people, Democratic operatives, will be dispatched through unions, non-government organizations, Democratic Party auxiliaries, private contracting firms, and probably even the smuggling gangs themselves. They are all going to be given marching orders and lists and directives on how to go about this ballot creation campaign. I think they're going to try to deliver many of them through the mail. They realize that sending the illegals directly into the poll stations on election day is more likely to get them caught or be observed by pesky Republican poll watchers. So, vote by mail is the safest way for them to do this." Since 2021, Biden's deputies have imported at least 7 million migrants, many of whom are now sheltered, fed, and protected by federally funded nonprofit groups in cities where Democrat politicians control registration and voting rules, and also control the police force that can choose to not enforce voting laws. "They're going to sit the migrants down and say, 'Joe Biden says it's okay. Barack Obama says it's okay, and if you don't want to get deported, you need to do this,'" Gein said. The Democrats can also use their political allies in the smuggling gangs to deliver the message, "If you know what's good for you, you're going to do it," Gein said. A Biden veto of the SAVE Act would be a national admission that Democrats are counting on illegal alien voters this year, he said, adding, "I know a lot about this strategy because back in the 1990s, I was the highest-ranking college Democrat in the state of North Carolina, and it used to be my job. I was an early pioneer in motor voter registration. I registered over 3,000 voters, so I know a lot of different ways that it can be handled." So Democrats are fighting tooth and nail to preserve their stockpile of illegal votes. Republicans want to throw up barriers because when people vote, they lose, claimed Representative Summer Lee, DPA, adding, "They don't want to hear black voices, brown voices, LGBTQIA voices, young voices. Our fundamental access to our democracy is being politicized, and this xenophobic attack that we're debating today will make it harder for Americans to vote." Republicans proclaim that requiring IDs is a small ask, but nearly 30 million people lack a valid driver's license, and about 15 to 18 million adults don't have access to documents proving their birth or citizenship. "Requiring migrants to prove their citizenship is discriminatory," claimed Rep. Delia Ramirez, DEAL, who is the U.S.-born daughter of illegal migrants from Guatemala.